We are continuing our series, this little three-week series on looking at how we do church. And church, as a reminder, is remembering that we are a gathering of God's people where we hear God's word and together we respond in faith and obedience. We enjoy fellowship with one another and we come to church with an attitude not to be served but to serve. And last week I suggested there were five ways we could help serve and love one another before the service even started. They were inviting people along, praying, reading the Bible, the particular Bible passage that the sermon was on, welcoming new people, and arriving early in order to do that. And this week, we are looking again at how we serve and love people during the service. And again, I have five suggestions on ways that we can do that. Firstly, choosing where to sit. Now, this might seem an obvious suggestion and something that you need to put little thought into, but actually, this requires some thought, and I've got some ways or some things that we need to keep in mind when choosing where to sit. So if there is someone new or someone sitting by themselves, it is a really nice and friendly act of gesture to sit next to them and say hi. And because you'll have been here for 5 minutes before the service has even started, you'll have time to do that. If you come in and you can't particularly see anyone by themselves or see anyone new, then as a general rule, and if you are able, then sit closer to the front. Now, I say this as someone who likes to go into my lectures and sit in the very back row, so I understand that it's not a pleasant or comfortable experience for everyone. But it is great to sit nearer the front so that people who are running late don't need to feel embarrassed as they come up and have to walk in front of everyone. And can also be a real encouragement to the people leading the service and the person preaching to see that people are keen to be here and to learn. So firstly, choosing where to sit. Secondly, helping anyone who is new out. So you might be sitting next to someone who is new and they might have missed picking up a Bible or a service sheet as they came through, and you could quickly go and get them one. You might need to show them, or might be helpful to show them where the creche is, or where the kids' programs are, or where the bathrooms are. It might be helpful to show them which direction to pass the bags in that collect our communication cards and offertory. Generally, just being observant and looking out for people and what they might need and helping them. Well, thirdly, being involved in active listening. This is good at all times of the service, but particularly is great for the sermon. Now, I have not preached nearly as much as Jim or Adam or Toby, but when I preach, like I preached at Women's Chapel this week at college, or in February I preached here at the Women's Training Day, what is really encouraging is to see people having their Bibles open at the passage that I'm preaching on, making notes, giving me eye contact and sometimes the encouraging smile to keep going, laughing at my jokes, even if they're a little bit not funny. This is an encouragement to see people eager to soak up the Bible. Well, fourthly, singing. And singing as though you enjoy it. We have a great music team that serves us each week. And yet if they had tried to serve us and we look like we'd rather be doing anything else, it can be a little bit discouraging and doesn't particularly invite the newcomer to join in. We sing for three reasons, and it doesn't matter if you can't hold a tune, because that is not one of them. We sing to show that we are united together. We sing to express our joy, and we sing to proclaim the words of the Lord Jesus. Why wouldn't we want to sing about how awesome it is that our Lord has defeated the devil and he's won the battle and has offered us new life with him? And fifthly, logistics. The devil will use anything to distract us. And so if you notice something, well, don't just wait for someone else to fix it, but go and do it. It might be something like switching the lights on if they've been left off, or making the fans turn on, or going and shutting the door if there's a loud noise outside. Anything like that. It's all about looking out for others during the service. So they are five ways: choosing where to sit, helping newcomers out, active listening, singing with joy, and logistics. And next week we're going to look at ways that we can help serve and love one another after the service has finished. Thanks.